Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Spragis, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
There's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Where you been? That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. I'm concerned there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. A 9 for a 9 and a 2 for a 2. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Getting a little interesting and, I don't know, a little weirder. Russell, how you doing tonight? Brother Virgil's not going to join us tonight because he was on a long trip, but he will probably be with us tomorrow night. But anyhow, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, man, hanging in there. Got pretty decent weather here for a change. I'm enjoying a little bit of the cooler weather. That's about all of it, but man, I tell you what,
right?
There's been some things going on.
Oh yeah, I believe. I hear you.
That are really strange. Do y'all remember Durham?
Yeah,
the Durham investigation, the one that
the dossier for the Russia investigation.
Yeah, anyway, the guy who brought that out, he was indicted and arrested.
Oh, yeah. Well, not just him, the other guy, too, the bald-headed guy with the beard that we all hated. What was his name? He got arrested right along with him.
Yeah, so
there was
quite
a few.
So that really struck me as strange because one of two things. It was an investigation started under Trump's administration.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats own the DOJ and the FBI. They've got their little hacks in there. So you have to ask yourself, how did that happen?
Right. Well, I think what it is with this January 6th investigation going on and everything, I think that might have what did it, because we're learning as that goes further that the FBI was involved, that TIFA was involved, you know, all the, everything is coming up. They're still pursuing this. So this is opening the gates to all this. Will anything come out of it? I ain't getting my hopes up. You know, I don't think Hillary's ever going to go down.
Well, I don't know. I just found that to be real peculiar. And then for those of you that haven't been following the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that's going on there, one of the guys he wounded took the witness stand. He testified, defense attorney testified, and he goes, when you had your hands up, stuff like that, did Kyle do this one thing or another? He said, but when you pointed your gun at him and moved towards him, it was then that he shot. And the guy was standing was like, that is correct. And right after that, his face, told you everything. The prosecuting attorney just hung his head.
Mm-hmm. I've been following that too. In my opinion, I think he's going to get off scot-free because everything's pointing back to these guys. And he was defending himself.
But if it was a fair justice system, yes, he should walk. But they're not going to let him walk out of there with nothing, I don't think. Just because everything is so corrupted. But, you know, while we're on the case of that, man, it's just hard. It's getting hard. I mean, I think more people are waking up.
Oh, yeah.
I think the current crisis and people are finally beginning to pay a little bit of attention. They're way behind on it. But, you know, anything at this point, and I think, I'm starting to feel like the tide is actually turning. Now, I don't want to talk about elections. They're still the biggest fucking waste of time. I don't understand what part of that you fucking people do not understand. I don't care if you elect Jesus. You send him into that swamp, and in 2 years, he's as corrupt as any of the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's going to take forever to fix the mess up. I mean, no matter who they elect. It's got to screw up so bad now, brother.
The first thing you got to do is take all the money out of it. And everything these people are doing, like passing these inside trader laws and exempting themselves from it, all that is unconstitutional. The Constitution says you will not pass a law that does not apply to, you know, the bodies themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the key word right there, Virgil. These people do not care about the Constitution. We're seeing that. It's like, oh, we're going to break this law, but we're going to cover our asses. But if the American people break that law, they're going to jail.
Well, the thing is, what I was trying to get at in a roundabout way, I suppose, was the thing that There's more and more that's being exposed every day, ladies and gentlemen. And no,
yeah,
you're not going to hear it on your TV. You're not going to see it on your Facebook feeds, all right? But
you're going to see it right here. And
there has been an absolute war raging, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting the short end of the stick there for a while. But I think things are starting to turn around. Now, and I'm going to say this again. I know it's going to piss a bunch of you off. I'm going to say it again. But you friggin' Christians, you saved so precious and godly individuals. Now, you know what, man? I'm going to tell you something. Had y'all been around when David fought Goliath, y'all would have told David to put the stone down. Pray for God. That's how physically y'all have been read that the primrose to passage. Right? It says in the Bible, if a person breaks into your house, do you harm, take your stuff. It is not a blood sin to kill that person. Now, if you let him do what he wants and leave, if you go after him, that's the fact of the sin. Now, that's a sin. If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one.
Yep. Well, here's the thing with that, Russell. The thing with that you're mentioning, talks about, Satan is actually dressing all this up to look really good. I mean, he's blinding people right and left with all this Satanism that's going on with the LGBTQ, all this other stuff, you know, and making people think, oh, this is okay, that's okay, pedophilia is okay, teaching this is okay, and it's not.
Well, you see, and that's where the plug is, Joseph. It goes right back to what we talked about since we started. Since the show started, is that the indoctrination centers, the public school. This is where all this stuff goes on. Now, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, okay? Personally, I don't care what you worship, what you don't worship. I don't care who or what you choose to sleep with or marry. I don't care what fucking good. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your ethnicity. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. Man. The only thing that, you know, and you know what? The reason we fought for this country is that you have the freedom to do those things. Now, that being said, let's get down to the nut cutting on this, okay? You don't have a right to infest elementary school students with this stuff. Being LGBT, Arm & Hammer, Coca-Cola, Red, White, Blue, Purple, Jackers, whatever the friggin'...
Did you see the recent one they wanted to teach? Go ahead.
Doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you a victim. It doesn't make you any of that. You don't deserve anything extra than anybody else gets because of your life choices. All right?
I agree with you.
And you Christians who sit there judging everybody, oh, I'm going crazy. You have absolutely allowed evil to take over because you're passive. And I'm going to say that again. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. You're passive creatures, priests, whatever. For years, y'all have not been talking real Bible. You've been taught passiveness and sin. Oh, all you need to do is pray on it. Open up your Bible and read them. Yes.
Don't be afraid.
God's hand is on us and has been on this country. It's been on his people since the beginning of time. But guess what? In times like this, you know, I don't care what you want to talk about. King David was, you know, God's warrior, man. He spent a lifetime slaying and following orders like that. Nowhere in the Bible does it say tolerate evil.
Exactly.
You see, and you've got to say, and you haven't. Well, somebody, if I say anything, somebody's going to think I'm politically incorrect or I'm not a good Christian. I tell you what, you're not a good Christian right fucking now because you're sitting there watching this evil happen, watching your children, your grandchildren be indoctrinated, and you're not doing anything. Well, I went to church on Sunday and I prayed. Well, you know what? That's not going to do you a damn bit of good. Because you know what?
Thank you.
You know, come on.
Being a good person. Let me add to that. Go ahead, brother. And I'll add into it because I'm like you. I'm fired up.
And I'm going to tell you something else, man. And I don't care what code, like I said, you pick rose. If you can't see the intentional divisiveness going on, if you can't see that and recognize it and go, wait a minute, there's stuff wrong here. You know what? You may very well be a racist. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, ain't nobody out there trying to take anything away from you. We're all out here trying to make a living. We're being robbed blind by rogue, out-of-control government, and y'all don't do nothing but sit there on your ass because half the country's trying to figure out how they're going to keep paying bills because the government keeps fucking taking our money to give the other
mm-hmm.
half of the country. I don't think they should have to do a damn thing to earn a living
mm-hmm.
To make sure they have a roof over their head and food on it. Well, guess what? I don't fucking owe you that. I don't owe you anything.
Exactly.
You don't owe me anything. And you certainly don't deserve to be in my back pocket because you don't want to get off your ass and go to fucking work. All right?
Exactly. Go out there and earn it.
You know what? And if you people of color want to be angry about something, you young men and women, regardless of race, color, creed, if y'all want to be angry about something, be angry about the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens coming across our southern border that are here to take your job. They are here for
your
job. I'm
fixing to get $450,000 handed to them, too.
You know, and y'all need to wake up, America. It is now or never. It's not, oh, well, we're going to beat them in the election. Nothing will fucking change. Look, we had the House and the Senate. We couldn't get nothing done for the country because what? They're protecting the bankers. They're protecting Big Pharma. And don't be pointing fingers, Republican, Democrat. I'm going to say this one more time. The right wing and the left wing belong to the same bird. And until y'all
mm-hmm.
wake the fuck up, figure that out, you're part of the problem. Am I wrong, Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're right because, you know, watching this week, the 13 Republicans that did what they did, they're actually getting their asses chewed out this minute by everybody in this country. Like Russell
they
said,
don't care.
They're all in this to bed together.
They don't care, man. Oh,
same
yeah,
thing with the GOP, brother.
And they took mm-hmm. the payment. They took the payment under the table.
And the same thing with GOP. Don't think the GOP is all snuggy. They're corrupt too. I'm learning that by talking to the I talk to these politicians all the time. You'd be surprised what I learned. You know. One lady that I was actually, I appreciated Russell for a while. I never talked about her, but her name is Rebecca Dow. She was GOP, and I actually respected her and stuff, but I did some digging. This lady votes for Democrat on the Democratic side every time. And she's wanting to run for another term. It's like, oh, nope, you ain't getting my vote. Mm-mm. You're voting that way.
You're voting,
you know.
Well, you see, people, I don't know why this is so very, very hard to track on, ladies and gentlemen, but you see, those assholes sitting up there in D.C., they're not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, all right, they're certainly not mine, and I hope to God they're not yours, because all they're doing is bagging money from corporate America
mm-hmm.
and and Big Pharma and all these other people, and they don't give a fuck about you. If they if they cared about the American people, they would have passed legislation that said, hey, they're banksters. Y'all can't charge people 29% interest on a credit card. They would be
right.
saying, well, I mean, why insulin?
Mm-hmm.
More expensive than it's ever been. Drugs and stuff. And how is the FDA approving these friggin' drugs? Now, you tell me this. When I say, okay, we got a new drug out on the market, it said, and it treats this and that, and here are the side effects, and it takes them 15 seconds to get through the side effects on it. You know,
you're right.
Yes. You know, and you're going sitting there. How in the hell, you know, I just...
Well, then top it off, brother. A year later,
and everybody's going to government. You know what? These big corporations have got to go down with the government for
exactly
people and humanity. Because I'm going to tell you,
stop trusting
right now,
the government.
This whole thing was about busting down Middle America and putting an end to it. And who made out like bandits during this pandemic?
Big Pharma.
The big corporations and Big Pharma. They made money.
Oh, you know how much?
While the little guys went out of business.
Do you want to know how much Pfizer made in their stocks and everything since this went on? I did some digging into them. They made $36 billion. $36 billion. That should piss everybody off. But let me backtrack a little bit. It's like Russell was saying earlier, do you think government really cares about you? I'm going to quote something Margaret Green said when she first went in. Okay, this came straight out. She was like, you think these people actually care about you? They hate Americans with a passion. Her exact words.
Oh, yeah. They do, man. And it's not going to get any better. And... You know, the Americans need to wake up and go, we're the only ones who can fix this. And it's going to be ugly, and we're going to have to kind of start over from scratch, America. But the thing is, if y'all will get up and get mad now and actually do something to help defeat evil, we can do this. This can still be done peacefully. It can.
Yep.
Because, and I'm going to tell you something. All you guys out there, all these groups and stuff that are, oh, yeah, gentlemen, that probably 90-95% of the people that are running their cock holsters like that have never seen a day of combat. The majority of them have probably never served. They're a bunch of wannabes, and they are rapidly becoming as big a part of the problem as the bad guys is, because there's an acute lack of any sense in terms of groups whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. That's the thing, Russell. They're waiting on people like us to do it for them, and we said this 1,000 times, you know. I've been after. I fought Antifa. You've been after. You fought Antifa. You've been, you know, and all this stuff, trying to help make a difference. But, you know, people need to, like you said, get away from the computers. Go out there and do shit. You think I'm at home all the time? No. I'm out there trying to do shit. But it's hard doing it by yourself, you know? And, you know, and everything. But get involved. Do something. Make a difference.
What you do, and it doesn't take that much, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-uh.
When your boss comes up to you and say, hey, man, you know, we got this mandate, and, you know, they're going to charge you $14,000 per incident for our employees that ain't vaccinated, what you do And what you all need to stand up, look at your mouth, a God who's speaking, and say, first of all, with no disrespect intended, a mandate is not a law.
Exactly.
It carries no weight, and it is unconstitutional to force Americans to do anything. You're stepping over people's rights, and just because the government says you got to do it doesn't make it right. Once again, it is not a law, and everybody just needs to walk out. No, I'm not going to do it. Please.
Yeah.
And I tell
you, heard...
you want to shut down, let 62 million. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us who've been involved in watching what is going on for a long time, getting the words out, we're talking about over decades, getting the word out and stuff like that, we've watched this coming. We've seen it coming. I've been called everything you can be called, angry, hateful, crazy, delusional. But you know what? Everything that I said is coming, it's coming. And I'm
exactly,
right,
and we got the audio documents to prove that on this show.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to stand up now.
Yep. Oh, I heard. Did you hear? We're gonna get into our segment here a little bit, but did you hear about the military is now pushing back on the mandates? They're all starting to push back. I was reading that just a little while ago before we got on the show, and I was wondering how long it was going to take them, you know, if they're pushing back.
Well, I think a federal judge turned the mandate or suspended it or something.
Yeah, he suspended it, and because he said it violated, the OSHA violated, and I'm thinking that OSHA did this on purpose so it can. You know, be challenging everything, and I just read a report where the White House is stating, well, we need to pick another Supreme Court judge that's going to be on our side. So that has them worried. That tells me that this is going to fail. This mandate's going to blow up. So that's my prediction, you know, on this. But, you know, and everything. But all we can do is just hope that it does, you know. But everything they're doing, brother, this is unlawful. It's every bit of it.
But everybody wants to sit there and run their mouths until it's time to actually stand up. And, you know, I've already done it once in the last year. The previous company I was working for, they were Yankee-owned, based out of Minnesota, nationwide company. And they came in and said, well, with the mandate and everything, we're getting ahead of that. So, you know, we need to be, you either need to be vaccinated or we will do the weekly testing and pay for half of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, first of all, I'm not taking your vaccine. And secondly, let me tell you what you can do with those cotton swabs. And I walked out.
Yeah, I remember when you did that, you know. And Virgil, too. Well, now they're trying to ease that and everything. But I'm going to talk about this probably on Thursday's show because I've been helping this young lady up in California helping her fiance get an religious exemption, and with all the evidence that we've had on this show and everything, and from other sources, I'm happy to tell you, he got his religious exemption. He passed it because I've been sending her all kinds of stuff, and she contacted me yesterday, and it passed. So be proud of that, brother. We did something good.
Well, you know, and I just wish more people would realize, you know, and this is not just happening here in the good old USA, man. And I'm really proud of our brothers and sisters, our international family, man, they're doing some awesome things, man, standing up against them. But what in the hell is up Australia? Have they lost their fucking mind? I mean, that's actually like an dance. Now they're talking about trying to take their
own. I think they have. I think they have. Well, Australia's been off the wire here the last couple of weeks. I haven't seen nothing on them, you know, and everything. But I agree. I mean, they're letting China actually take over that country, and basically because they don't have guns. Over here, we have guns. We outnumber, you know, the big con. And that's the only reason why these people won't pull their stupid shit, because they know their ass is going to get canned if they even try. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's just so much trying to keep up with, but I'm really, mm-hmm. I can't get over the fact of this Durham thing, man. I don't know why, and I will have to sit there and think it through. But how did that happen? How did that happen with the Democrats controlling the DOJ and the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just
maybe to. I've been thinking about it too. I think it's a distraction. A kidney.
There is a flaming socialist running the DOJ,
mm-hmm.
and you know, got running the FBI,
mm-hmm.
and this indictment and arrest goes through, and you can't say it's a distraction because nobody's been following that thing, man. You're not
mm-hmm.
going to hear that on any of the news networks or anything like that.
Oh, no.
I mean, but think, how'd that fall through the cracks?
Exactly. I was thinking maybe somewhere one of Trump's staff members maybe leaked it out, or somebody in there leaked it out.
Well, the thing of it is how did it ever happen with the Democrats in charge? And you have to ask yourself that question. And the only logical answer is whatever they have, the evidence is so overwhelming that it couldn't be denied or played off. And
oh, exactly. Exactly.
But I'm going to be tracking on that, man, because there's something very, very strange going on there. Because nobody even heard for 7 or 8 months. And how does that investigate? Because you know when Democrats take power, the first thing they do is end all the investigations. So,
what's going on there? Well, like Virgil says, too, all the time, and we say all the time, you know, these people are very ignorant. They're so ignorant, they're stupid. Maybe they didn't see it coming. You know, maybe they're using their ignorance.
I don't consider them to be stupid because they keep the pedal to the floor. They don't slow down. They don't care what they run over. They might be a little thing, a lot of things, but I don't call them stupid. My definition for these people would be dangerously insane.
Yeah, true. But anyway, tonight's show, brother, I got people screaming at me. Are you going to tell us your secret? We're going to get on it. I promise you, everybody, because Rosa knows where I'm going to go with this, because I sent him earlier some of the stuff that I did and everything. So I'm going to tell you how to get rid of debt collectors here in just a bit, but go ahead, Russell. I got people screaming at me, so.
When you get ready to do that, I might just let you have it, because I got some paperwork and stuff that I need to get back on. But, you know, America, you've got to wake up to the fact that both the Democrat and the Republican Party are broken, that we are not a representative republic anymore. We are a corporate-run country, and these corporations are enriching themselves through Washington, D.C., and this corruption is so deep, it's so systemic, that there is no way to fix it at the ballot box. You've got to wake up to that fact. You've got to find your big boy, your big girl panties, and pull them on, because there's work to do. Now, me, and this is me or anybody else, what has to be done has to be for those that you love, your children, your grandchildren. I don't have many fucks to give about it. It's kind of like, go ahead. I need to be taken out on a date or by a sniper, and at this point in time, either one of those is just fine with me. But, So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, follow some of your international patriots. You can't believe anything, not even coming off Fox anymore, ladies and gentlemen. The media is completely owned. We've gone through this. Every station, every network in the country is owned by 6 corporations, okay? And how do you know it's propaganda? They're doing... The CIA had a program. I think it was called...
Except for us. We're not owned.
what was the name of that operation? It'll come to me. But under Bush 1, it came out where they were, the CIA were recruiting anchors, news people, to work for them. And it supposedly ended, but was like anything with the Spook Boy. Nothing ever ends. First Bush came out, 41, and that's what it exposed. And he's like, well, we're not paying news to the government. They've got their jobs there, but they've been recruited by the Spook Boys. So this has been going on, and if you doubt me, tell me, how does, how many channels are there? There's literally hundreds upon hundreds of channels out there. So when you turn on any news network, why are they saying the same thing using the exact same keywords? I mean, it's just like you programmed AI to do that or something, baby.
Yep. And one of the keywords is, we're in this together. That's one of the keywords. We hear that. And who used those keywords there, Virgil? I mean, Russell? The Germans did.
And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to say this. This is just a fight for your children, for your grandchildren. And if you don't stand up now, they won't have any better life than any other country living under socialism and that sort of thing. And it's not going to be pretty. And aren't you tired of them robbing you of 20-30% of what you make? That's not fair. And that's what the government takes. That's not what the state takes. That's not what the city takes. That's not the gas charge. That's not the tax per gallon of gasoline. That's not your tag renewal. That's not your fishing license, hunt license. You add all that up together, state, city, gas, property, you add up all the different taxes you pay, and I guarantee you half of what you make is being stolen by the government on some level. Ladies and gentlemen, we say we've had enough. If we don't fix this, it's over.
Exactly. But, you know, anyway, and that's true.
I know you want to go on with your credit deal, brother. So I'm gonna let you take off on that. And I got to buzz out of here and get back on this paperwork.
All right, Lily. You be careful out there. We'll be back on here tomorrow night. But I know everybody's anxious to learn how to get rid of debt collectors, and I'm going to show you several easy steps on how to do this. And the way I did it, it took me about a week and a half to do it.
All right, well, good night, America. Joseph, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, brother.
All right, you too, brother. And call me if you need anything.
Same here.
Anyway, y'all, if you have your pens and paper handy on you, write all this down, because these steps that I'm going to teach you and show you is going to help you get rid of the third-party debt collectors from your credit report. Not only that, you're going to be able to clean up your credit report for nothing. And it's not going to cost you anything, but it's just a little work and a little bit of time. And one of the things you want to do is you want to go in and get you Experian. And Experian costs only $29 a month, and it's worth it. Get into the Experian and look up go into your account and pull up all your credit files. Look in there how many collections you have in there. And look at the oldest collection and question, have they ever contacted you? Did they send a certified letter to you? And stuff. So, because by law, by consumer fair laws and federal law, a debt collector has to send you a certified letter, and then 5 days after, you get a phone call and everything. But they have not, and you're getting harassing calls all of a sudden from debt collectors, well, that's a direct violation of TCPA and everything. And I'm going to explain that in more detail. But look into your credit files. Pick out your oldest debt, if it's 3 years back or 4 years back, and they've never contacted you, dispute it. Get on Experian, dispute it, and everything, and it'll come back probably as accurate. Well, accuracy doesn't mean anything, okay? It just means that, hey, it's accurate, but you need to have validation or proof of that debt. And the only way you're going to get that is you're going to need to make contacts. You need to get Google it, and you can get a letter, learn how to write a letter to the bill collectors asking for validation or proof. Or you could do it the other way like I did it. And ask you in the dispute, you could say, I am disputing this because I do not know this debt. I do not own it. Don't admit the debt's yours. Just say, I don't own this debt, and I've never seen this on here till now, and I want to dispute it, and would like to have validation. And if it comes back accuracy and stuff, challenge it again. Challenge it. You're going to challenge it at least 3 times on that one debt. And then if you don't get no response, get on Google, research the collection company, go into the Better Business Bureau, okay? And you're going to go to the Business Bureau, BBB website, and you're going to look up that company. Type it in Google. You know, I'll give you an example. Jefferson Capital System, Better Business Bureau, type it in like that, and it'll come up, and look at all the complaints. And what you're going to do is look at those complaints and see, you know, the most recent, like last month, look in there how many complaints were in there and see if they're going to match your complaint. Because what you're going to do after you do your homework, researching is the key and wording is the key. You're going to research everything in there. And everything. And then you're going to research the company. Research that company and look at how, see if there's any ongoing massive lawsuits against them for the same thing.
and you know, and everything. Write it down, document it. And then you're going to go back. You're going to call Consumer Affairs, okay? But make sure you dispute it, because they're going to need that proof. Because then it'll show up on your experiment report that you disputed and everything. So what and stuff. So that's going to show up on the Consumer Affairs, because they're going to ask you some questions when you call them, and be honest with them, you know. And the key word is language. How are you going to language that? And they're going to ask you if you want to write a letter, if you want to send a letter, or if you want to do it over the phone. But it's easy to do it over the phone, and it's faster and quicker and everything. But those girls are tops. They'll walk you right through it and explain to them. You want to file a complaint against the three credit bureaus and against the collection company because you disputed this item and they did not put validation to proof that you own the debt. And everything, going to write it out like that. And then you're going to also say, well, they've been spiff calling me and robocalling me, which is illegal, but it's TCPA and everything. And he did not give them permission to call you or harass you and everything. So you're going to put all that in there. And once they see that in there, those phone calls are going to stop, because by law, you're publishing them to cease and desist and everything. And it's going to take you about a week or two to get everything, get a response back. But the three credit reporting companies will respond to you right away, probably within 24 hours. And they're going to tell you they need 60 days and everything. But it took them about a week to do mine and stuff. And what they did, they went back in, did a thorough investigation and stuff, and they wrote back and told me that by law, this is law now, that the collections agencies have to validate the debt. Third-party, fourth-party, and second-party debt collectors cannot put that on your credit report, okay, unless it's validated. And the other thing you want to do is save all those robocall numbers that you're getting from them and everything, and write it down. Because it's also illegal for them to connect your cell phone to an automated robo-dialing system that violates TCPA. You've got to word that in there, in your complaint. Because by law, the new law that just came out, these robocalls you're getting, that's $500 to $1,500 per call they're going to pay you. In fact, that's what they're going to owe you when you put that in writing in there and everything. But those are the steps that you're going to take, and you know, and everything. But document everything down, take snapshots of your credit report, and stuff. But start off with the oldest debt and dispute it. And that's how you're going to do it. And I guarantee you, 99% to 100%, those debt collectors ain't going to have validation, because what happens is your debt gets sold so many times. Okay, they lose the validation, and they're not going to tell you that. Okay, all they want is the money. They don't care about anything else but that money. But truthfully, you don't own the debt; they do. Okay, so but deny it, don't admit it. And if you get a letter saying, "Hey, if you pay this much, that much, you know, and everything for this collection, you will wipe this off your credit report." And, you know, and everything. Well, don't buy it. That's a trick. Rip that letter up, throw it in the trash. That's what you're going to do, ignore it. Okay? And everything. So, but if you need some help, you can contact me at williambernard05@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to help you out and everything. But do all that. It's going to take you a little time. But do your research, do your homework, dispute it. And then after you dispute it, if it comes back accuracy, then file a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Department, and they are wonderful. They will help you out, and I will guarantee you your credit report will get cleaned up and everything and stuff. I was actually surprised because they wiped it all out. But anyhow, I hope this helps you all and everything. And like I said, if you need help,
contact me, William Bernard 05. That's the letter O, I mean the number O, number 5 at gmail.com. And, you know, just tell me you need help, what you need help with, and I'll help you out, because wording, the language wording means everything. So, and stuff. So, but anyhow, we're going to go ahead and close the show right now, and we'll be back here tomorrow night, and I'll talk a little bit more about this and everything, and hopefully Virgil will come back on and stuff. So you all just have a good night and be safe out there, and we'll see you tomorrow night. You all take care.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.